Ladies and meditators, Andy here, day 203 of the Inner Winner Show. Today we're going to go through some exercises from one of my favorite books, a book called The 5-Minute Meditator. And this is a brilliant book for teaching you how to relax, how to be less anxious, how to be less neurotic, how to be more present, and how to deal with stress and things that are stressing you out. So I'll leave a link in the show notes below to where you can grab this book. And I highly recommend you grab it. It's not that expensive. It's quite cheap. It's absolutely worth every penny. I've used the techniques in this book a ridiculous number of times. And some of them in particular, like one of the ones that we're going to go through in a second, I still do them to this day. And I show them to other people and other people say, wow, that's a hell of a lot of fun. And it's also made me super relaxed. That's a great technique. So we'll go through. I'll read a couple of the techniques out to you. And I'll teach you how to do some of them yourself. And I do recommend that you guys grab this book. It really, really, really is a fucking awesome book. It was actually written by someone who lives in a city called Perth, which happens to be the city that I was born in, that I grew up in Australia. So fun little tidbit there for you guys. Let's get into it. So the first few chapters have a bunch of techniques about how to breathe, and we're not actually going to go through any of those because I'm not going to read you the entire book, obviously. I'm just going to pick a couple of exercises from the book and talk you through them. The breathing ones, they put a very different spin on them. Rather than just deep breathing, they give you a bunch of different actual breathing techniques that can work when you're stressed, when you're anxious, when things aren't going great, when you're being negative. So again, grab the book, read through those yourself. But what we're going to start in is chapter 2, where he talks about being sensual. And this isn't some kind of weird sex thing. He's talking about your actual senses here, your sight, your sound, your smell, your taste, your touch. And the premise, or one of the big premises of this book, is he's teaching you not just how to relax, but he also teaches you how to meditate. And meditation is just another way of relaxing, being in the moment, being present, not worrying about the future, not stressing about the past. That's a really, really, really great way to relax and also to just have a happy, fulfilling life. If you can live in the moment if you can live in the moment as many moments as you possibly can and not stress about the past or the future, that is the best way to just have a really fulfilling, satisfying, focused, present life. And so what he wants you to do with this chapter on being sensual is focus on your senses. That is a really, really, really great way to meditate, especially if you're someone who's never done meditation before, or you think, you know, I couldn't relax enough, I don't know how to meditate. You can kind of cheat and do what he's done here. So in one of the chapters, he talks about just listening, and you focus on your sense of sound. This is best done if you're outside, and it doesn't even have to be somewhere like in nature or, you know, the traditional places that you would think of when you're talking about relaxation. This works even in a noisy, incredibly loud city. You could do this in the middle of New York City. And so what you have to do is you kind of want to block out the rest of your senses. You kind of want to either close your eyes or just not worry about like the visual information coming through your eyes, not worry about any other sense except for sound, for your audio. And focus on different sounds that you're hearing. So maybe if you're in the middle of you're in a busy street, you can start listening and you basically ask yourself, what sounds can I hear? That's all you have to do. This isn't like some incredibly difficult way of meditating. In fact, it's meant to be ridiculously easy. So just say like, what are the sounds that I can hear? You might hear your own breathing. You might hear the cars on the road. You might hear a horn honking in the distance. You might hear the chitter chatter of people. You might hear a bird. You may be able to hear someone's footsteps. You kind of want to, it's almost like you're trying to listen to as many sounds as you can possibly hear and trying to identify each one of them. And when you first start this, you might hear like 5 sounds. You might be like, well, I can hear the cars. I can hear people talking. I can hear this and that. The longer you do this, like if you just sit on a bench or something and do this, you can even do it while you're walking if you want to. But I like to kind of sit down and do it or stand still. As time goes on, you'll start hearing more and more sounds. You'll hear like, you know, some weird bird off in the distance, or you'll hear, I don't know, someone like typing away on their phone or something. Like you'll hear a bunch of different sounds. And if you keep like stepping through and listening out for each one of these sounds, you'll get to a point where you've like listed 30 or 40 sounds. Whereas at the start, you could only hear, you thought there was only five or so sounds around you. So by going through this, and it does take time. Like if you do this properly, you want to be doing it for like 5 or 10 minutes. Like just sit somewhere for 5 or 10 minutes and kind of listen to as many sounds as you can possibly hear. By the time you get through, like, or by the time you've identified 30, 40, 50 sounds, you are just like, it's the weirdest thing. It's like you get so deeply focused on listening to sounds, you forget about whatever was stressing you. You just naturally relax. It's like you've distracted yourself from whatever was bothering you. It's an incredibly, incredibly awesome technique. And it also works really, really well with music. Pick a song that you've heard like a million times and put it on loop. Listen back to it a couple of times. And your mission now is not to hear the lyrics, not to focus on the memories that you associate with the song, none of that sort of stuff. Your mission now is to focus on listening for the different instruments, like the drum itself. There might be like five different, you know, there's the hi-hat, there's the kick, there's the snare. Like the drummer may be playing like some bits loud, some bits a little softer. Really try and like focus in and narrow in on as many different musical instruments and you know, musical subtleties in those instruments as you possibly can. I've done this with so many songs, and it will blow your mind that sometimes you will have heard a song like 100 times. And when you do this technique of focusing in on and trying to identify as many instruments that are in there, you'll go, holy shit, this song had like 2 instruments playing in the background that I never recognized before. Like maybe there's a cowbell, maybe there's, I don't know, a bass line that you just kind of subconsciously knew was there, but you never actually recognized it. And then from then on, whenever you hear that song in future, you're going to hear those instruments. Like you can't unhear them once you've heard them once. I love doing this technique because it breathes new life into music that you've already listened to a bunch of times. Plus, like I said before, it absolutely makes you relax, absolutely distracts you from any stress or anything that you're going through. It's just a hell of a lot of a fun technique to do as well. And if you're wondering what sort of music you should listen to, the author of the book, I should have said his name at the start, Eric Harrison. So Eric says, it doesn't really even matter what music you listen to if you're doing this meditative technique where you focus on the instruments and you focus on, you know, the song itself and try and tunnel in on it. He says people assume that they need tranquil relaxation music to meditate, but this misses the point. It's the focusing, not the music itself, that calms your mind. Almost any music will do as long as it can hold your attention. So I really love that idea of focusing in on sounds. This is one of the techniques. The reason I started with this one is because this is one of the techniques that I still do to this day. I read this book like freaking 10 years ago. I still do this today. I love to show people this technique as well. Like in person, I'll say, hey, especially in a forest or something. I've done this with Imogen, my girlfriend. You say, hey, let's just kind of stand here. And we'll see if we can listen to, like, if we can identify as many sounds as we possibly can. And then don't tell me what they are. We'll do it for like 5 or 10 minutes. And then afterwards, we'll kind of compare notes. And we'll see if I missed something that you missed. It is so much fun doing that for 5 or 10 minutes. And then afterwards, like, you're just both so relaxed. It's like you've been on a LSD trip or something. You're both like so chilled and calm. And then you say, hey, okay, so I heard this bird. Did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. And then you go through all of them. And sometimes there are sounds that I've heard. Like I say, did you hear that there was like a lawnmower? Someone was like mowing their lawn off in the distance and we could hear it all the way over here in this park. And she's like, no, I couldn't hear that. And I say, okay, just stop. Just listen. And we'll stand there for like 30 seconds. And then finally she'll go, oh shit, I can hear that. Oh my God, you're right. I can hear that. How did I not hear that before? It's such a fun technique to do, even just by yourself, but especially with other people. I really, really, really love this technique. And as I said, every time you do this, you will be so incredibly relaxed afterwards. It puts you in this like beautiful, tranquil mood. I definitely recommend you guys try that. The second thing in the book, in the chapter of being sensual, is to just look. So he says, people often tell me that I can't meditate with my eyes open. They feel it's impossible to relax unless they escape from the world and fall into a torpor. He goes on to say, you don't have to only meditate with your eyes closed. I know that's like the traditional way of meditating and relaxing is like close your eyes and start meditating and listening to your thoughts. But the point that he makes here is meditation is really just you focusing on something. And so you can do the same technique that we just did with our ears, with audio. You can do it with visual stuff, with your eyes. So wherever you're sitting, wherever you're walking, whatever you're doing, what you want to try and do is focus on identifying as many things that you can see in the outside world or like wherever you're sitting in the room that you're in or whatever, and identify them in the same way that we just did with the audio stuff. You look around the room, you say, oh, I can see a camera. I'm doing this right now. I can see a camera. I can see a bed. There's a little llama toy that I have over there. Okay, I have my phone. I have my wallet. I have my headphones. I have the soundproofing on the wall behind me. I have this laptop. You kind of just start going through. You don't like say them out loud, but you just kind of look around and acknowledge everything that's in front of you. By doing this, once you've gone through like 30 items that you can see, you'll just find that you're naturally more relaxed because you've, again, focused on the present moment, on being right there and looking around you, and you kind of forget about all your worries or your troubles. It helps you relax a lot more. Another thing you can do is picking one object and really going deep on that one object. So if you had like, I don't know, your phone. So I've got my phone right here in front of me. Normally you would look at that and say, oh, that's a phone. But if you want to go really deep and do this meditative exercise, you look at the phone. On the front, there's like two cameras at the top. There's also a groove, like a cutout where those cameras are. There is a screen detector on there. There's a black screen that's currently switched off. On the back of it, there's two more cameras. There's an LED flash. There's a fingerprint scanner. There's the logo. There's the colors. There's all this sort of stuff. And if you just sit there and really go deep, we could keep going. I could list you like 5 million more things on this phone. And then I could go even deeper on each one of those. Like on the camera, there's actually two circles around the outside of the camera. There's a little pattern on the inside of the camera. Like we could keep going deeper and deeper. And that's kind of what you're going for here. You want to go really deep on your visual sense, identify as many things as you can, or just really study an object and go super deep on it. And through that process of going super deep, that's meditation. That's you relaxing. That's you letting go of some of the anxiety or whatever it is that's bothering you, you know, your problems you're thinking about, whatever it is, and focusing on being in the moment. So I really love that one as well. I prefer the audio one, like listening to sounds. That's always been my favorite, but you might try some of these and go like, oh man, I really love this visual one of just like looking at something that just chills me out. Now, the third technique we're going to talk about, and bearing in mind, I'm only giving you a very like short version of these. Like he writes like 5 or 6 pages on each one of these different techniques. And there's like 100 techniques in the book. It's a fucking great book, as I said. But the next one that we're going to talk about is being mindful when you eat food. Now, most of us, especially in the Western world, but most of you guys are listening, we don't really have a problem with scarcity of food, right? Like, yes, you may have times where you have to eat ramen noodles. I've been there. You have times where you might have to skip a meal because you're poor, because you're a university student. I've been there as well. But for the most part, it's not like we're struggling to survive when it comes to food. And so there's obviously massive benefits to that. I don't want any of us to be struggling to eat, but you kind of take food for granted. And yes, we indulge in mouth pleasure. We go to restaurants, we eat nice food, we love hamburgers, all that kind of shit. But we don't really ever focus on like being present when we're eating. I know for a lot of us, we tend to just shove the food in. Yeah, that tastes good. And then you kind of move on. So the exercise that he gives you here is be more mindful with your eating. So in the same way that we did the tunneling in on the audio sense or the visual sense, like looking at something or listening for all the sounds, you do the same with the food. So when you put that first mouthful in your mouth or that first bite in your mouth, you really focus on the sense of taste, how it tastes, the texture, what it feels like, how it's making you feel, the effort that the chef or that whoever made it would have put into this, the combination of different flavors themselves, like salty, sweet. I can taste some orange in there. I can taste a little bit of this. Trying to identify each one of those flavors as it sits in your mouth. Taking note of how it dissolves in your mouth. Taking note of the, you know, the hardness or the softness as you chew on it. Like being aware of all these different senses and these different elements of taste and texture and feel, mouthfeel. After you swallow, take a pause and think, okay, how does that feel now? Does it feel different now that it's not in my mouth? Like, what is the aftertaste? Is there a different aftertaste? You take a deep breath and then you consciously, as in, you know, with thought, go for the next bite, put it in your mouth, take your time, really process how that feels, how it tastes, what it's like. It's like you're enjoying the food rather than just shoving it in your mouth, which most of us do, and then just swallowing and going about your day. You're really slowing it down. The best way of describing this is you're slowing it down, making food more an experience, making eating more an experience. And in by doing so, you're living in the moment, which again is what meditation is what relaxation is. It's really just you focusing on the present moment, and kind of your worries will just disappear. Not all of them, but like they kind of fade to the background because you're so hyper-focused on what's right in front of you, eating this awesome food. Eric goes on, the author, to give you other examples where you can do exactly this, where you're really present of what you're doing. Walking is a brilliant one. And I had in a previous podcast a CEO called Dennis, and he came on. We talked about AI and all that sort of stuff. And towards the end of the podcast, we talked about walking, the benefits of walking, how he can meditate while he does it, how I meditate while I'm doing it. But a good way that Eric, this author here, tells you to meditate while you're walking is by introducing one of the other meditations that we just went over. As you're walking around, listen for those sounds and just focus on all the sounds you can hear, identifying different sounds, all that kind of stuff. And you're automatically meditating now while you're walking. You can do the same thing with visual. You can look around at everything that you can see in front of you. Now you're meditating. You can also be present with your own body and the way you feel. Like, how do my legs feel? Is my posture upright? Am I hunched over? Like, how do my arms feel? Just really focusing in on some sense in your body, whether that's touch or the way your body feels, proprioception, I think that's how you say that. That's the sense of like how your body is in space and where you are, visual or audio. Just focusing in on a sense and really, really, really going deep on it. That's the best way to meditate while you're walking. The author of this book also goes on to talk about how you can do these kind of like being present meditations while you're doing everyday activities. So you can make the most boring, mundane tasks actually really interesting and fun. So if you're just washing the dishes, most of us don't really enjoy that, right? Like, it's not what anyone would call a recreational activity. But if you do this meditative activity, you can make it really, really fascinating. And I know that sounds weird, so I'll talk you through what I mean. When you're washing the dishes, instead of just kind of putting a podcast on in the background, which is what I do, listening to music, what you want to do is, again, focus in on as many little details as you can be aware of while you're doing it. So you're washing the dishes, right? Your hands are in the sink. Start trying to take notice of, how do my hands feel? The water is warm. The soap feels kind of slippery on my hands. This plate that I've picked up is really hard. The sponge is really soft as I rub it against the plate. You know, maybe there's some caked on food there. As I try and scratch that off, that's really hard. As I take my hand out of the hot water, it's instantly cold. It feels like I've got pins and needles or something from the cold air outside. And then it's almost, you know, nice as I put it back into the warm water. It's almost like relieving. Start thinking about all these different things. Listen to the sounds that you're making yourself. Like, maybe you can hear some sounds in the background, someone else is talking or someone next door or whatever, but also the sound of the dishes like clanking together, the sound of the water as you like swirl your hands around, really being present and focused on the sounds and the touch and the visual and all that kind of stuff. You can watch the bubbles in the soap as they start to like pop and come to the surface. There are so many different little aspects that you kind of take for granted or completely ignore. And by focusing in on them, not only are you meditating, but I think you guys will find, if you try this, I really want you to try this exercise with something boring like washing the dishes. I think you'll find that by the time you finish it, you're like, that was really interesting. Like, why the fuck was washing the dishes that interesting? And it's because you are intentionally forcing yourself to be present, to take notice of what's right in front of you, to not take it for granted. And then you get the added benefit of relaxing. And this will probably be the last exercise that I read from the book, because I don't want to give away everything in the book. Again, there's like 100 of these different techniques, and I'm only reading out like 6 or so of them. I definitely recommend you guys get this book. But one of the last ones that he has towards the end of the book is being present when you're exercising. And he particularly talks about when you're lifting iron, right? When you're in the gym, you're lifting heavy, you're lifting your weights. And I really love this one, because this absolutely ties into something that I was naturally doing anyway with my weightlifting coach. So just like all the other exercises we did before, where you want to be really present, you want to pay attention and focus on what you're feeling or what you're seeing or what you're hearing, when you're lifting weights, you want to try and do the same thing with your own body. You want to start being really conscious, especially if you're doing a big compound movement, like you're doing squat, bench, or deadlift, right? You're doing one of the big three. Maybe you throw overhead press in there as well. That's a compound movement. One of those, when you're doing them, you really, really, really want to like focus on the feel of each one of your individual muscles, right? When you're deadlifting, it's not you just like grabbing the bar and standing straight up, right? You need to like pull your back, like pull your shoulders back. You need to have a straight and not too arched back. You need to squeeze your glutes. My coach used to say, you want to push your heels or push the middle of your feet down into the ground, like you're pushing down on the ground rather than you're standing up. So you want to be conscious of the way that your feet feel and whether they feel like grounded to the ground, whether they feel nice and, you know, strong down there. He would also say to me in particular, because I had my right hip was always not at the right angle. So he'd say, you want to make sure you're pushing outwards with your outer thighs. So being like more aware of every single individual muscle in your body as you're doing these movements helps you lift stronger and lift with more proper form. God, that was a terrible sentence. Lift with better form, which is absolutely imperative if you're going to be lifting heavy or lifting at your max and not injuring yourself. And this was something that my coach absolutely drilled into me anyway. He said, you need to be obsessed with proper form when you're doing these big three movements. I want you absolutely like neurotically obsessed with how your body feels, how your muscles feel. And he said, now this will take time. You can't just be aware of your muscles and where they are in space and how they feel and how they operate and all that. Like you have to become aware of it. And that happens through you being hyper, or like you tunneling in on every single individual muscle as you're lifting. Like you're trying to pick out, just like we did with the sounds exercise before, you're trying to pick out individual muscles, just like before we were trying to pick out individual sounds. So you really want to kind of go through every muscle in your body, even the tiny muscles, like the outer head of your biceps, and be hyper focused on how does that feel throughout the movement? Do I need to tense it more? Can I tense it? How do I even tense that muscle there? And this, again, was something that my coach absolutely drilled into me. If you can be hyper aware of as many of your muscles as possible, even the tiny ones, and squeeze the ones that need to be squeezed, you lift more weight. You lift more safely. You're less prone to injury. And not just that, but it makes the movement itself very meditative. And I used to feel this every single time I would every single time I would lift weights, especially with him. It was like I entered this Zen state where I wasn't thinking like, God, this is heavy, or God, this is hard, or fuck, this sucks, or anything like that. It was like this beautiful Zen, okay, what's my back doing? Okay, what's my bicep doing? Okay, are my quads in the right spot? Okay, I think I need to like stand up a little straighter. Okay, I don't think my back was quite. It's like you're hyper-focused on all of that stuff that it becomes this beautiful, like, again, meditative experience where I was just like hyper-relaxed, really, really, really enjoying every second of it. And then by the time you leave, it's like you've just gone in and like sat in a bloody, you know, circle or something with other people and meditated and come out like out of some yoga retreat or something. Every time I would lift weights, I would come out of it feeling like super relaxed, like crazy relaxed. I guess I can give a quick shout out to something that he has towards the end of the book as well. While we're on the same topic, you can also just straight up do yoga. Yoga is like probably the best way to meditate. The whole point of it is like being present and focused on your body and how it feels and where it is in space and all that kind of stuff. So yoga works as well, but I really love this idea, and I'm really grateful that my coach drilled it into me of meditating while you're lifting weights, being hyper-focused on every single individual muscle, even if you're just doing like a super easy exercise or a super like isolation exercise, like bicep curls, where it's really only working your bicep, but you can be aware of everything else your body is doing. Like while you're doing that bicep curl, the entire rest of your body is still doing stuff. Your quads will probably, if you're standing up, your quads will be flexed so that you can stand up straight. Your calves will be flexed. There'll be, you know, your back muscles are probably flexed. Your glutes will be flexed so that you can stand up straight. There's a whole host of different muscles working at any one point in time. Even if you're lying on the couch, your neck muscles are straight, right? Even as you're lying in bed, there are muscles in your body that are stiff. Being hyper-focused on them or learning to become focused on them, learning to become aware of them, man, this shit like absolutely, it's so much fun and it absolutely like relaxes the hell out of you. I really, really, really love these mindfulness exercises. Again, this is like one of my favorite books. I can't tell you how many times I've done the exercises from these books and they really have just like carried over as habits. Like I said, I read this book, I think it was about 10 years ago. Might've been a little less than that, but it was like roughly 10 years ago. And I still to this day do the exercises in this book. So to recap, the book is called The 5-Minute Meditator by Eric Harrison. I will leave a link in the show notes below to where you can buy this book. I really, really, really recommend you guys get this book. Even if you don't suffer from any sort of anxiety, you just want to learn to meditate or you want to try it without all that, you know, usual barrier to entry. Because meditation, usually people think like, oh man, I can't meditate. Like you have to be some sort of like Buddhist monk reaching nirvana in order to meditate. No, you don't. Just use the cheats from this book. Use the techniques from this book, focusing in on your senses, focusing in on the present, focusing in on whatever it is you're doing. And man, like you get all the benefits of meditation and you can do it like with the click of a finger. You can do it while you're doing other things. You can be walking like down a busy, crazy, loud New York street and meditate. You can be lifting weights in the gym, busting your ass, absolutely pushing up against your one rep max and meditating. You can be doing something boring like washing the dishes or doing the laundry and you can meditate. I really, really, really can't get across how much I recommend this book. Please go and buy this book. Let me know what you guys think. Leave a comment below or send me an email and go learn to meditate. And even if you don't buy this book, just try some of the techniques that I just gave you here, right? Try some of the focusing on different sounds, focusing on different sights, focusing in on lifting weights and your body and how your muscles all come together. Give it a go. I think you guys will love the effects.